Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Welcome back, beautiful people.
Yeah.
Welcome back for one more episode of Live Life by Design, brought by Become an Investor. And tonight, we almost had a full house.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We were so close.
Super close, but I think Wicho is just, you know, trying to escape from the heat here today.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He didn't have an AC today, so he ditched us, huh?
Yeah, he's a smart guy. All right, on my left, I have Mr. Steven Campos.
What's up, Danny? How are you?
Good, good. How was the weekend?
Too short. Too short and hot. It was actually really nice. It was actually a good weekend. My niece graduated.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it was actually kind of cool.
We had graduation a lot of fun. Time.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
You do should have a double Sunday, I guess, right?
You know?
And right in front of me, Miss Sarita. How are you doing, Sara?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Awesome.
You know what? I feel like I haven't been on this podcast with Sarah in a while. It's been a minute,
yeah.
I've been hit and miss.
You guys keep disappearing.
Last time I was here, you weren't here, so yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's hot.
It is. It's better than Palm Springs, though. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm starting to sweat already.
Oh, goodness. All right, so we always love to open the night with a beautiful quote, and tonight, Sarita, it's going to deliver.
Yeah, so the quote for tonight is by Maya Angelou. You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing, and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you.
Wow. That's a good quote.
Yes. It has
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I do. I think whoever's the quote picker, pick some good quotes. And some of these are just like, they kind of hit you, right? Like this one, when she talks about, you know, not making money your goal, but pursue the stuff that you want or what makes you're passionate about, I guess, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the money, to me, it's like, okay, it'll follow. But I think that's one of the things we kind of say too, right? Do the right thing. Be good at what you do, right? And make sure, you know, stay in the space of serving, right?
Yeah.
And then the money becomes a byproduct of what you do.
Right. Right? Yeah. Yeah. True. And when it opens and it says, you know, you can only become truly accomplished at something you love. So, you know, you have that passion. You become super obsessed, like Tony Robbins says. You have to be very obsessed to be able to achieve that you really, really want, right? So you have that passion, and you can accomplish it, right?
The path of success.
Yes.
That's how it do.
That's it.
So I think that, you know, doing what you love, it is going to bring you more joy on the way, right? Because it's... real estate's not easy. Not easy. People, this sometimes sucks. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you have the good heart, you know what you're doing. I like when you have or meetings and, you know, the accountability, Zoom or calls on Mondays. I like when you are there for the students to help them to break what it's important, what they should be looking. I think even this last Monday we were talking about, which I was talking about, you know, when you're making the team, who is good in what. So start pointing that. I think that's very important when you are look for where you are good, because there are so many things to do when you start this business, right? There's so many little details that you don't really have to be amazing at, but you need to be knowledgeable. You need to understand what you're good at so you can build that, I think, that team. So you can, how do you say that? Give the tasks, right? You can
delegate
the task to each other in a better way, because I don't think nobody's going to be happy if they are all doing things that they hated.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a good point, right? I think that just in general, like I can speak from my experience, right? Just in the jobs that I had in my career, right, in IT was, you know, I may not have known everything, but you know what? I knew that I had very strong leadership skills. And those are the things I capitalized on. And then everything else just kind of came after, right? But you start off with being able to leverage your skill set, right? And then hopefully bring up the rest of the team and make them better as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what I was trying to say. Thank you.
Is that what you're saying? I don't know. that's not what I heard. I'm just kidding.
No, but you know what? That's the beauty of teamwork, right? Because you meet so many beautiful, different people. And when you learn their skill sets, when you learn, you know, their strengths, then you can build your team, right?
Right.
Because now you know what you can give and how you can, you know, help others, give the best of them, and so forth and so on. So, yeah.
But that's the point, right? Is like Danny was saying, is delegating, and then it makes everybody else rise,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that it's like Michael Jordan, right? As a basketball player, everybody will always say, yeah, I mean, he was one of the best, but he also made his teammates better as well because he knew their strengths,
right?
Where he can pass the ball to them and know that they're going to do something good with it, right? It didn't all have to fall on him,
yeah,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think on this, you know, this side of the business, you always need to be aware of what are you good at, because the way you talk and the way you position yourself and every little detail, it's going to matter when you need to talk with a prospect, when you need to be nurturing.
Yeah,
that. No, that's true, because I mean, think about that. If we're having that team meeting, right, and you start delegating tasks to people and they hate it, and then you need to go there and deliver the message for who knows, maybe a potential prospect. How are you going to do that? Are you going to get there on the point where they're going to understand what you're going to say? Are you going to have enough experience, or, you know, are you going to be talking about something that really brings you joy so people can ask you questions and you can give them the right answers, or at least clear ones? The message, when you delivering the message on the part of the business that we're taking care here, I think it's essential. Like, it's more than important. You cannot just, you know, talk with people. Even when you're talking with other investors, right? Are you delivering the message? Do you know what it's that you're doing with your student? Do you know what it's your a paper, what it's your challenge, how you're going to bring new investors close to you so they can't understand the business? You need to have that elevated speech, you know, with all the criterias and everything that you want to do or you're looking for, So when someone listens to you, you're not going to be choking on words.
Right. I think the point is to have a clear and concise message in everything you're trying to deliver. Yeah. Right. I think that's something that happens. How can I say it? It's something. So I have this issue, right? Particularly with my kids. I tell them, I say, do this, do this, do this. And I think I'm clear and concise, and they do freaking the opposite, right? And I'm like, what the hell? Well, that's not what you said. That is what I said, you know? So I think it's a matter of, you know, how we deliver our message really matters, particularly like when I'm pissed at them. You know what I mean? I know I don't come across clear and concise. And sometimes even, you know, when you're at the door and somebody comes off all stupid on you, right, you know? Maybe your message may not be always clear and concise either. So I think that it's a matter of making sure that we're, you know, to Danny's point, always trying to make sure we're speaking clear, make sure we have the right idea, make sure that we're able to articulate what it is that we're trying to get across clearly, right? Wait, one more time. Clearly.
He's trying to teach me English before. No, I agree with that. And the message is going to be always different. If you're at the door, you need to, you know, bring the message that you're there. You're serving, right, the homeowner with information and making sure they are there and they are actually doing what they should be doing as homeowners so they can save their properties. But on the same point or time, you also need to deliver the message that if for some reason that doesn't work, we are also there, right? You're an extra option, or you're going to be the option. And that message, it's hard to deliver without being cross. Some of the homeowners do not like when you say, okay, if it doesn't work or doesn't work, you know what? You can be... you can make an offer, you can do the shutdown. So sometimes it's just the way you talk. Yeah. And I would say use the word cash with a lot of be careful. Yeah. Like, they don't like it.
No. But I think that it's you know, I think it's essential to let people know why we're trying to help.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I think that there's ways to finesse...
Yeah,
you know, but the message, right? But, you know, the only way to really finesse that and get really good at that is by practicing, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about this. I think we talked about this last one of our classes, right, where, hey, we practice scripts, right? And we practice a script.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we got to be very clear that, hey, you know what? That's a script. That is just a guideline for the conversation. Just practice that. So you know where you're trying to go with your message,
right?
You can't make that the whole conversation because it's never going to go the way it goes in the script.
Yeah.
But if you practice that script, at least you have a way of kind of bringing, you know, the homeowner or the seller, whoever it is, back to what it is that you're trying to deliver to them.
Right? Yeah. What comes to mind now is we can almost compare it to like a elevator pitch, right? They open the door and you have a certain amount of time to get their attention, to let them know exactly what you're there for, and, you know, be very clear, like you said, be very to the point, and not try to like make this long conversation. Oh, well, you know, like sometimes they don't care how your day is going. They don't want to tell you how their day is going either. Right. So, but kind of like an elevator pitch, a little longer, obviously. Right. But just really, let them know what your intentions are, what you're there for, and so forth and so on, so that you can be very clear with your message and have that to the point, very intentional.
I have a little strategy for that, though, right? I always start off with like a little icebreaker. You know, if I see something around the house, like one door we went to, the roof was really low. So, and the guy was kind of tall. So I was, you know, we knocked on the door, he came out, and I was like, dude, look at this. I feel almost as tall as you. And he kind of laughed like, oh, stupid. You know what I mean? But what I'm getting at is it kind of let his guard down a little bit. And then, hey, man, you know, we're here for, you know, and then I kind of went into my pitch. Every time I've done that, I have a good conversation with them. When there was a couple of times I didn't, and everything just went to shit, right? Yeah. So I always, just a little golden nugget, if it helps anybody, you know what I mean? Start with an icebreaker, and it helps, and helps you deliver your message as well. Right. A little easier.
And that's your style, because
Not everybody's the same.
Yeah. Like, and I see that, I can see you doing it, because you're very just relaxed like that when you talk to people, which is pretty cool. But like, you know, some people may not have that ability to start off with.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
something
you.
Like that. You know what I mean? But it's cool, though. Many can, and they can use that, you know, and I'm sure it will work. But there's other people that may not have the ability to just be so casual like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I got you. I got you. It's a gift.
Okay. Goodness.
Oh, man, it's freaking hot in here. Shoot.
It is. So, yeah, I mean, on my point of view, and you're delivering messages, it can be for homeowners. Sometimes it's even when you're talking like with investors, if you just start talking about what you do, what you're looking for, you come across with, are you getting what you want? Because like today, there's so many little projects, so many people trying to invest, right? If you talk about the message going towards to the investors, you know, some investors, they come across, they come and they're just like, no, they want to invest. They want to be passive. You know, they don't want to do the work. So when you were talking with them, the conversation kind of, when you're talking with homeowners, I don't make the money like a point, because I don't feel like it's comfortable. I make sure they understand what I'm doing. But many times when you're networking, we're in other meetings, you know, we are talking with people that it's just doing the same kind of work. Maybe it's wholesaler. Maybe it's someone that just, you know, has a bunch of coins, you know, underneath the sofa or underneath the bed. And you start talking, is that natural for you? Like, it's that, how do you feel like that? You feel like that's natural for someone kind of say, you want to use my money? Do you think you are, when it goes to the other way, you think you're more like a money magnet, or you think that it's the message that you deliver?
I think two things, right? Number one is, you know what? Here's bad on us just now. I just realized we didn't really even say what our topic was today. So who's the person that opened today? But we're talking about how you deliver your message, right? And does your message really matter? And obviously we fucked that up today. No, we're good. But what I'm getting at is I agree with what you're saying, and it's a good question, because is your message what brings you?
When you going back to the quote, if you put the money first, I don't think you can deliver any freaking message. I mean, of course, there's a lot of people that can, but what the point is, are you doing that? Are you lucky enough to do that just towards the money? Like, or you're trying to do something that you love? Because even when you're talking to investors, if you don't deliver that message right, and they feel like you're just trying to take the money and run away, I don't think they're going to put that money on their pocket.
But see, I think it's even bigger than that, right? Because I think it's not just even the message, it's you. It's the action you take, the things that you do. And then your message means that much more, right? So I think that there's maybe a couple of things, you know, that need to go along with what your message is, right? That's going to make you a money magnet. Being a money magnet is going to be based on, in my mind, right, the actions you take, the activity you have behind you, and all the shit that you've been doing. Because now if I have to talk to another, like a money lender, now I just show them what I did. And then, hey, you know what? I turned this into money. I turned this into money. I turned this into money. Now I can turn yours into money, you know, more money, right? We're going to, how do we say this last time? We're going to have your money make babies, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Cents on the dollar.
but I think it's a combination, right? I think that you the more action you take in the business, the more that you do, the better your message you're going to be able to deliver. Because, again, now it goes back to practice, right? you're always going to have some kind of message to deliver to somebody in order for you to be able to get to what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
So your message, your well-thought-out plan that you have, your skill, will lead you to be a money magnet.
100%.
Okay.
100%. I think that, it's getting good at something. Like, I love mobile homes. I love dealing with mobile homes. Well, I shouldn't say I love them because I fucking hate it sometimes. But I like dealing with mobile homes because I got very good in that business. I got very knowledgeable in that business. And so with that said, like I was telling Wicho, some of the stories that I've been able to pull off on in some of these deals, even retail deals, completely different from what normal maybe some retail sales agents would pull off, because I learned the investing side first, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get indoctrinated into a box and, oh, we can only do things this way. No, I do all kinds of crazy shit to try to make the deals happen, right? And we make them happen. But that's because I learned to become an investor. This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast first, right? Oh, hey, look at that.
There
right?
you go.
But then also the way I carry myself, the confidence that I have in speaking to somebody comes a long way because I learned the business. I got very good in this business. Day one, I wasn't as confident. You know what I mean? And I think that goes across the board for all new investors. You know, you're not going to be 100% confident because you haven't, you know, you're still starting.
Yeah, but this is the point. How many that you see that's just starting right now? And when they think about what they are doing, they hate it. But they are so greedy about the money that they cannot even deliver the message. I mean, I think this is
a mindset type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I think being new in the business, you have to have something that's going to drive you, because we know this business isn't easy.
Yeah.
Right. So think back when you first started, you know, and you know, being scared, knocking on a door, or not sure how to deliver the message clearly. And then not trying to make fun, but then your accent, I'm sure that played a little role. Well, yeah, I'm making fun of your fucking accent, but but that may have played a little bit of role in your head as well for a second. You know, I know you embrace it and you love it and you're very open about it, but that could have, right? And I'm not saying it did. I'm just kind of thinking, you know, looking from the outside. But after a while, it's like you grow into it, you get comfortable with it, and it doesn't fucking matter. You're going to go out there and get your message across because you practiced, you took action, you kept taking action, right? So I think that
I go back to, are you delivering the message? I like going door knock because I talk with people all day long.
Right.
You know, they say, go to hell, and I go right back to them, just like
I'm back.
Nah, I mean, I go out with these students. I have fun with them. It's a lot of good conversations, bad conversations, but I do because, you know, I'm not going to say that I love being in the car all day, but, you know, there is a lot of opportunities then, and being that point was the students. I think it's just a joy. I can see learning 100%. And they get like, you know, excited. So that is what excited me on the right.
It's cool because we can see their growth but not just that, but the little light, you know, the light bulb light up in their brain when you come across something and you give them some coaching or some help, right? And it's like, oh shit, I could do that. You know, it's actually, I know, I love it. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't think it's just the message that's a magnet. But that's just me, right? Maybe somebody else feels different. I don't know. Maybe you guys have a different viewpoint. But I think the message and the action or the activity in the business is what makes you a money magnet, mm-hmm. right? So that's the way I see it.
Practice.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. And don't stop. Yeah. Don't stop. One of my first coaches would always say, you know, the day you stop prospecting is the day your business goes bit dead, right? And we know that, right? I mean, we talk about that ourselves in our own businesses. But, you know, for those of you listening, yeah, once you stop prospecting, it's over, right?
You know what? It's funny because I'm just thinking now, and this is for any business across the board, right? Even like, I mean, I'm just going to say a brand, you know, like even like Coca-Cola or Pepsi, to date, they still prospect. They advertise. They're in the major Super Bowl. You know, like they're still prospecting. They won't stop. And so why would we stop with, you know, a pipeline that's so small compared to their pipelines, right?
Of the, so, yeah, the trillions.
Yeah. So you can't stop.
No. But I think that's something that takes me back. There was a movie. God, I can't remember the name of the movie. And somebody was, one of the students was talking about it. I think it was like last week or something, or the week before. It had to do with real estate and these guys. You know, the top real estate guy was going to get a Cadillac, and the second place real estate guy was going to get like a set of knives or something.
Yeah, I remember.
Right? And yeah. And one of the things that they talk about in that movie, it's like ABS or something like that. Always be selling. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that, you know, hey, keep pushing your hey, I'm going to buy your house message down everyone's throat. But at the same time, let everybody know what you do.
Right.
Right. That's a still form of always selling, because you now are prospecting. Right. 3 foot rule. Hey, sir, I met you at Home Depot. And hey, you know what? I'm a real estate investor, man. You know, I used that toilet before. I used this, or I've done that before. Oh, no shit. Hey, man, if you ever know of anybody who needs to get rid of a house, let me know.
Yeah, right? Always talking.
Mm-hmm. That's simple.
Always talking. That is what you say all the time. Was, you know, was the new investors coming on the way. Keep talking. Tell them what you're doing. Even when you're playing around here, so what do you do? And they joke, I am a driver. No, what? Did you say? No, I'm a member. That's so funny. But.
I can't remember who it was, but it was like, I'm a real estate investor with a side hustle as a truck driver. It's like, yeah, that's good, man.
I think that was Jeremiah.
Was it? Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that one.
I'll keep that too. But I don't have another job.
Well, shoot.
Real estate investor was hustle. And
yeah, that's right. That's right. Got to be on that hustle, man. Shoot.
Yeah, so what do you think when you talk about going back on those messages, because you're going all over the place now, if you go back on the message, how much do you think it's a mistake when they think about the money on the real estate, like they need the money?
Like the seller or the...
The new investor.
Investors. I
mean, the seller, probably they need the money.
So I think that, because I mean, that happens all the time, right, with new investors. Hey, how can I get in touch with your lender? Can you put me in touch with your lender? Like from that perspective, is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, because they get some of them get so greedy, and then they want to get it, you know, deliver the message all wrong, all about the money, all about the cash.
Gotcha.
Don't do anything. I mean, they ended up getting frustrated. And then, because they think, on my mind, they think that they just can do this if they have like a, I don't know, a bag of dollars on their pocket, like, you know, on the back door. And I think that's so huge. When I started, I didn't have that on my mind. I was not, let's say, scared to do not have the money for the first deal. I was more worry about it, not getting the knowledge.
Yeah.
Not getting the knowledge for me was the biggest one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was harder enough because it's a fourth language. This is another language. It's another vocabulary.
Yeah.
So I had to learn everything. So for me, it was more, The difficulty was the vocabulary, and you
underwater.
Know, underwater. Oh my. Yeah, underwater, upside down.
Upside down. Yeah.
No, for me it was that, but for a lot of others, I think They might, I don't know.
So the way I see it, though, like even with new investors, you know.
If they ask me for the lender, I will give to them so they can choke there too. I don't care.
But that's the thing, right? Like, it's like I tell my kids in sports. It doesn't matter whether the lights are on or off. You got to work hard, right? So having the money in your pocket, what and no deal, what difference does it make, right? Whether you have money here or you can get access to a lender, you still have to find the deal.
Right.
So having the money, let's just say I'm a lender, and Danny, you're a new investor. I'm going to, okay, yeah, here's $200K. Now go find a deal? No, it doesn't work like that. Why would I take the interest from my $200K and park it where? Are you going to start paying me the interest on my $200K?
Yeah, right.
Right? So I think that's where people tend to get lost. They don't understand that even the money side of this business is a business.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just somebody writing a check for you for $200K. No, I want the interest on my money immediately. Right? I'm going to write you a check for $200K, but you're going to give me $5K for it. And then after that, you know, 30 days from now, you're going to pay me X amount of dollars of interest of it for the next 6 months. Right? Not everybody gets it.
It is a blockage. I think it's a mindset thing.
Right.
I see mm-hmm. that. I saw that a lot. You know, I think it's just a blockage.
I think it is too. I think that a lot of new investors feel like, oh, I have to have this before I could do this. No, it's the other way around. Right. Yeah. You can't put the cart before the horse. Right.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, I borrowed this money. Now I'm going to go get a deal. No, go find the deal first, because now then the guy that you need to borrow the money from is going to be more happy and more able to lend you the money based on the numbers you bring them. Exactly. Not the other way around. It doesn't work the other way around. Like, hey, Danny, I'm going to buy your car from you. So give me your car first, then I'll bring you the money. Like that's what you're asking for, right? Give me your car first, and then I'll give you the money. But I'm going to go drive it around for a little while. No, it doesn't work like that, right?
I'll give you zero gas in the tank.
I mean, it doesn't, but that's kind of what new investors are asking for. Oh, give me the money first, and then I'll go find a deal. That's not how it works. It's if you're not working the business when it's, like, small, what difference does it make when it's big, right? Like, that to me, it's an excuse. It's just, it's the mindset.
It is, but also it's delivering the message to, if I see someone that's greedy, it's putting the money first, and, you know, it doesn't really are going out doing the work that really matters, it tells me a lot about the person, right?
Yeah.
And when you're looking for new partners, when you're talking with new investors, if I start seeing things like that, that's definitely someone that I might try to avoid to work as a partner.
Yeah.
So I think the message brings a lot of how do you deliver the value for the homeowner? How do you deliver your value for the lenders, or, you know, someone that's retired that wants to invest that money with you, you know, that they are different. How it's your students delivering the message, like, as a new investors, I look at that. I'm trying to teach them do the right, but if I start seeing, you know, they doing wrong, that's going to start talking a lot, you know, about them, because that is not what you want for the community.
100%.
I want someone that has a lot of valor. That's, you know, good humor. I think everybody, it's good on this one here. Everybody laughs a lot and makes jokes, right? That one's good. I want someone that knows how to respect the boundaries on the business, because I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, loyal. I'm bringing you deals, you know, let's work together. I mean, I don't want to be giving deals to, I don't know, to an agent, say, go sell that, and then there is a, I don't know, let's say a pocket listing, and I'm not the first one to be contact, you know. So those valors, I think it counts a lot. Yeah. And I hope this person is also mental stable.
That's too funny.
Yeah, I don't know. The message for me is like, if I talk about money and who they are on this world, if they love their business, it's going to be easy to understand what they are doing the business. Of course, it's because everybody wants to make money, right? But yeah. If that is just being a greed part, I don't think I like it.
Greedy partner. I like that.
Greedy partner. No,
because I get you. Because then you got to worry about, to your point, screwing you over or getting you or making the deal bad. I've had that happen where I've gotten screwed over. I've had things that, I was going to partner with somebody on actually a couple of deals, a couple of mobile home deals, and then they went around my back and then sold them. And I was like, wait a minute, dude.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, you asked me, hey, you want to take a look on this mobile home? Then you came back, he sold. I was like, what do you mean?
And we had a deal, right? And we've worked deals before, so my fault, right, for not putting under contract immediately. But I didn't think I had to because I've worked a lot of deals with this person already. And yeah, it's yours. Don't worry about it. And I'm all right, cool. I got somebody who's going to go take a look at it, man. We'll get it under contract. We'll sign. And then it was gone. I was like, you son of a bitch. Like, to me, excuse me, I'm crying. No, I'm just kidding. But to me, it's my credibility, right? That now with Danny was like shot. And it happened twice with this fucking guy. I'm sorry, excuse my French. But I mean, what are you going to do, right? I mean, it's neither here nor there at this point.
And that happens.
Yeah.
And you will see it more than you want to probably from time to time. But you live and you learn.
Exactly. But I did business with him again after because there was something I needed from him. And, it is what it is. I mean, we made some money off of it. But I'm just like, it's just stupid little things like that.
Discourage you to work with
Right. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you got to look past it. Mm-hmm. Because at some point or another, they may need something from me, that I may need something from them. There's money to be made, mm-hmm. right? There's money to be made, so can't turn away from it.
How about you, Sara? What do you like to see in a partner?
In a partner? Well, a lot of things of what you guys have said, 100% is what a partner should be, right? You have that trust, you share the same, the same ethic, the business ethics, mm-hmm. I think just that alone covers a lot, right? Being, a good partner that is going to be trustworthy and loyal and, be there and leverage each other, right? And help each other out.
Five courses.
So, pretty much. Just agreeing with what you guys are saying, totally.
And that it's hot.
And then it's hot to
me. It's freaking hot, man.
It's all hot. Right, beautiful people. Do you guys want to extend in anything else about, love, money, and message?
No, I mean, my thought is just, again, if your message, your actions and your activity and the stuff that you do is what's going to really drive your message in my mind, right?
Yes.
If you're sitting around saying, I'm an investor, and you're sitting on your couch every day and not taking any action, you don't really have a good message to send to anyone, right?
Yep.
So that's my thought. I mean, the more you do, the better your message is going to be to homeowners, potential partners, potential lenders, whomever it is that you're trying to work with in the business. It's up to me. It's all about the activity that you have behind you.
I guess the one that makes you more comfortable to work with. There is a bunch of activities, so find one that it's going to be comfortable for you, right? And be great on that.
Yep.
Be amazing doing.
100%.
Yes. Repeat.
Wash, rinse, repeat, like the back of the shampoo bottle.
There you go. Practice.
Sarita.
Yeah, like Steve was saying, I think that when you're in front of a seller, the more that you practice, the more that you have that Well, yeah, that practice of your script with your accountability partners or whatever, the better the message will be, the more confident you are, the more in control that you can be of the conversation, and you'll be able to be focused and answer questions. So just that alone will tell how well you can deliver your message, right?
Communication.
Yes.
Giving them clear answers or look for the best.
Right. There you go. Yeah. And as far as, you know, delivering a message within your community, within your partners, your actions will always speak louder, right? Your good actions will always speak louder. So, yeah.
Or your bad.
That one, too. But we don't want those.
We don't want the bad ones. Exactly.
No. Out the door. All right. All right. So, Sara, where they can find us?
Oh, I'm going to say it?
Yes.
Okay. yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Become an Investor. You can send us an email at info@becomeaninvestor.com. Podcast platform?
Podcast, Spotify,
yes,
Apple Podcast.
Any platform, we're in all
of
them.
That's it. That is it. Give us those 5 stars.
We deserve it. Share is caring. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.